Jesus, what a joy. Aren't you all filled with joy this morning? Amen. Why don't we all declare that last line together? Jesus, what a joy. So I'm just going to mention just a couple points just related to this, what is morning revival. But the majority of the time, there's a 30-minute time block, will just be spent for all of us just to go and spend some time to practice, spending some time with the Lord. So you know this title, Morning Revival, you could also call it a time with the Lord. Maybe you might know it as morning devotion or just, right, Jeremy, just taking a couple minutes just to be with the Lord in the morning. But I really like this word revival. Yeah. You know, if you look it up in the dictionary, the word revive means to be restored to life. Yeah. You know, if you think about it, when you wake up in the morning, you're not very much alive. Usually we're pretty dead. Yeah. And we need to be brought back to consciousness. We need to be brought back to life. But even in our Christian life, we need to be brought back to life, and life is a person. Yeah. And this person's name is Jesus. Yeah. So really, in the morning is the best time to come to the Lord, and that's why we like to call this time morning revival. It's really a time where we just come to spend time with the Lord Jesus. So the unique center, the focus of this time that, you know, we'll hopefully give you all about 15 to 20 minutes is the Lord Jesus. That's the focus. It's not merely to do something, to accomplish a certain checklist, to pray about a number of things, to read your Bible. It's really just to touch the Lord. Yeah. However you can get to Him, that's the goal. That's the goal, Isaac. You want to reach the Lord Jesus. Because when you get Him, you get life, and that revives us. That gives us life. But with the Lord, you know, it's awesome. Did you know that the Lord is a person? Do you realize that? He's not just some kind of nebulous consideration or faith. He's a real and living person. And actually, the outstanding characteristic of our relationship with the Lord is love. It's awesome. This is really, even the characteristic of our time spent with the Lord in the morning really should be of love, of loving the Lord Jesus. So, really, our time with the Lord, you could say, in the morning, really begins from when we open up our eyes. You know, this morning, someone in my cabin set their alarm for, I think, about 5:45 in the morning. And I don't think they were planning on waking up at that time. I don't know why, but it just went off, and I woke up, and I opened my eyes, and you know, the first thing I said was, Lord Jesus, I love you. It's awesome. This is really, it's a turning of our heart to the Lord, where even we just begin, and that happened, you know, about 15 minutes later, the alarm went off again. You know, I said, Lord Jesus, I love you. 15 minutes later, it happened again. I said, Lord Jesus, I love you. You know, it's not just a set time where we begin to love the Lord. Even from the moment we wake up, this should really be we can exercise to make this our first thing we say. Sometimes we say, oh, no, it's too early. We can say, oh, Lord, it's so early. Just start by this is the direction. We just want to reach the Lord, but we reach Him in love. So even maybe at the beginning of your time, you would just want to spend some time just to tell the Lord you love Him. You know, this never gets old. The Lord's name never gets old. Maybe you can tell the Lord 10 times you love Him. Actually, you can spend the whole time, if you want it, really just telling the Lord you love Him. Yeah. This warms up our heart, and this leads us to touch the Lord as a living person. But maybe after you spend some time just to love the Lord, maybe you want to sing. I enjoy doing this in my morning time. I just love to sing. You know, Psalm 17, there is a really short one. It speaks about, Lord, I just love you. It's really quite precious in the morning just to sing a song like this to the Lord. It's a little slower. Maybe if, you know, really practically, maybe if you're falling asleep, you need to walk around. Maybe you need to sing more of a quicker song. Like, I want to be filled with the triune God. That's great. Yeah. You know, whatever helps you get to the Lord, to touch Him, to enjoy Him, to love Him. This is really an awesome way to kind of use some of this time. Yeah. But what's really sweet, I'm just kind of sharing from some of my experiences. As I begin to love the Lord, just say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for a new morning. Maybe sing a little bit. I just realized, wow, I need to get washed with the Lord's precious blood. Amen. You know, most of us are in school. You know, we can never graduate from appreciating the Lord's blood. Yeah. This is our boldness to come into God's presence. Yeah. So even a great prayer is, Lord, this morning, wash and cleanse me with your precious blood. This is our boldness for coming in to being with Him. Yeah. And, you know, as we're with the Lord, you're loving Him, maybe you begin to sing, the Lord may touch you on some things that you may need to repent, to confess. You know, it's like my wife, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I say, hi, honey, good morning, I love you. And eventually we're sitting at the breakfast table and I realize, oh, you know, there might be a problem. You know, I look at her eyes and I just realize, I may have done something this morning that may have upset my wife. I realize I need to ask her, well, you know, what have I done? Forgive me. actually with the Lord, our relationship, it's the same, it's really the same. As we begin to love the Lord, we might be with him, we might realize, you know, I said something to the brothers last night. Lord, forgive me for what I said to the brothers. You know, in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that word confess, you know, we were talking about Greek last night, but that word in Greek means to speak the same thing, to confess. It doesn't mean that you have to be there with the Lord and you're thinking about, at 4:23 yesterday, I said this and I did this. Don't worry, as you're with the Lord, you're loving him, you're enjoying him, he's faithful to shine on something, to lead you to something. And if nothing's there, that's great. Just enjoy. Be with the Lord. Enjoy being in his presence. So as you're loving the Lord, you're singing, you're beginning to maybe confess, to repent for some things, it's wonderful to come to the Bible. Yes. It's an awesome time just to open up one or two verses, not to understand. This is not the time to try to grasp. You know, maybe you read a whole chapter and you try to understand, okay, what's going on here? Just take one or two verses and eat the word. And what is that? What does it mean to eat the word? Well, it's to pray over the word. Or you could call it pray read. As you read the verse, you pray over it. You know, in our small group, you know, the word is yummy. I don't know, you know, sometimes we like to call it with some of, you know, the ones that we invite. We like to yum the word. To pray over the word. It's yummy. Just yum the word. And I'm going to give you guys just an example from two verses. Just even this morning, I don't, you know, you don't have to use these verses, but just to take some verses, just to pray them back to the Lord. And the key is to pray it and make it personal. Don't just take some of the words and just repeat, but make it really your personal prayer, a real conversation with the Lord. Why? Because he's a person. Yeah. Just like I can be talking to Jeremy right here, you can talk with the Lord in the same way. So I'm going to read you all two verses, and I'll just demonstrate on one. So this is from Psalm 110, verses 3 and 7. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young man will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. Verse 7, he will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. So maybe you take these verses, and you just want to pray them back to the Lord. So this is just what I enjoyed doing this morning. I'm just going to just demonstrate. So bear with me. Your people. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I am part of your people. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You have a people. Amen. Will offer themselves willingly. Amen. Lord, I give myself to you today. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for a new day to offer myself to you. Amen. Lord, thank you. I have a will. I can choose to give myself to you in the day of your warfare. Amen. Well, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't know what your warfare is, but I just give myself to you today. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, you have a warfare. Amen. This is just be genuine. Just be thank the Lord over the word. Maybe you don't have to understand it. Just tell the Lord as you're enjoying the verse. Thank him. Enjoy him. Say, Lord, I love you. And even, okay, I'll just, the last part, it says, you're young man. Thank you, Lord, I am a young man. Yeah. Wow. Your young man will be to you. Lord, I'd like to be to you. Like the dew. Wow, Lord. Lord, what does this mean? What does it mean to be the dew, Lord? But I just like to be the dew to you. Lord, may I water you this morning from the womb of the dawn. Lord, it's really early this morning, but I'd like to water you as dew. Yeah. It's really sweet. It's precious. This is, the Lord is a person. The center of our morning time with the Lord is a living person. We can love him, we can enjoy him, but even as we want to have these kind of conversations where we sing, where we enjoy the word in this kind of a way. And you know what happens? It's really quite incredible. You know, these verses speak about how in the morning, the young men, we are all here, we're just young, we're young people, we're young men. Actually, we become the dew that satisfies the Lord. That's right. I don't know if you realize what happened last night. Maybe some of you all were studying last night, maybe some of you all were sleeping, but all last night, the Lord was fighting on your behalf. He was fighting for all of us to enjoy him. And this morning, you know what he's waiting for? He's just waiting for a drink. Actually, when we come and you sing and you tell the Lord, I love you, you know what he does? Sean, he takes a drink. And his thirst is quenched. And when his thirst is quenched, then our thirst is quenched. So when the Lord is refreshed, then we also are refreshed. So I hope you would have a new appreciation of your time with the Lord. You know, we have about 20 minutes or so. Just to come back here at about 10:15, I believe 10:15. Sing, tell the Lord you love him, maybe pray over a verse, pray back to the Lord. And Not only will you be revived, not only will you be brought back to life, but also the Lord will be refreshed. You will water God. Have you ever thought about that? In the morning, you can water God. He takes a drink. That's not my words. That's just what the Bible says. Yeah. It's awesome. Okay, so maybe now we can break it this time and just have some time. Feel free to go out wherever you'd like. Maybe not too far, but try to make it back here by 10:15, and then we'll continue to sing.